Hello, my name is Russell Nash. I'm a London Walks guide. I'm a London Blue Badge tour guide as well. And what I'd like to do today is talk to you about one of my favourite things to spot in London, one of the strangest, most unusual and frankly bizarrest items that you'll find anywhere in London. It's called the London Stone, And you'll find it right in the heart of an area of London that we call the City, the historic heart of London, part of London that's been there way back since Roman times. Now, the London Stone is located on Cannon Street. Probably the best way to find it is either to go to Cannon Street, directly opposite Cannon Street Station, or if you can't do that, just go onto Google Street View. And if you type in 111 Cannon Street onto Google Street View, and then look onto the other side of the road, you're going to see a white building, brand new, only about a year old, this building, a brand new white building. And down on the ground floor, in between all of the glass windows, right in the middle, you'll see this white facade. And in the middle of the white facade is a sort of oval shape. It's actually a piece of glass. If you zoom in on that, you'll see that behind the piece of glass is a piece of stone. If it's not terribly clear, perhaps just do a little Google image search of the London Stone and you'll see it for yourself. And what you'll be looking at is a rectangular piece of stone, about sort of as big as a cushion, I guess. You know, about sort of 50 centimetres or 21 inches long. And this is what I'm talking about. This is what they call the London Stone. So the big question, of course, is what is the London Stone? Well, technically, it's a piece of oolithic limestone quarried in this country. And what we know for sure is that it is part of a larger piece of stone. We think at one point it may have been maybe sort of three times as big as the piece of stone it was originally. And if you look by the side of the piece of stone, there's a little plaque. And it tells us that for as long as people have been knowing about these things, the London Stone has been, I guess, sacred is one word to use. So long, they say, so long as the stone of Brutus is safe, London will flourish. That's what they say about the London Stone. So long as the stone of Brutus is safe, London will flourish. So what is it? And of course, the first question is, who was Brutus? Well, Brutus was the legendary founder of London. If you go back to the fall of Troy, now we're going back quite a while here. So go back to the Bronze Age. Brutus was a Greek soldier, a hero of the fall of Troy. He was present at the fall of Troy. And perhaps there was a Trojan goddess statue that he took from the fall of Troy. But according to legend, Brutus made his way across the seas and arrived here in prehistoric England, had an encounter with two giants called Gog and Magog, and founded what he called New Troy, maybe 1,200 years before the birth of Christ. So that's the foundation of London. And they say that the stone of Brutus is something that he brought with him. Some people say that this piece of stone was part of a prehistoric Stonehenge-style stone circle that stood in prehistoric days at the top of Ludgate Hill, where St Paul's Cathedral stands today. Christopher Wren, when he built the modern St Paul's Cathedral back in the late 1600s, he claimed to have found evidence of this prehistoric stone circle or a Roman temple up on that point. So perhaps the London Stone was part of that. We know from its location that there in Cannon Street, we're looking at some of the earliest bits of London. In fact, on the other side of the road where Cannon Street Station stands today, we know that that was where the Roman Governor's Palace stood back in the city of Londinium, founded by the Romans 2,000 years ago. So that piece of stone was perhaps part of Roman London. And geologists and archaeologists do tell us that that particular sort of oolithic limestone that the London Stone is made from was typical of the kind of stone that was being used by the Romans to build their city 2,000 years ago. In fact, the stone of Jupiter, which was a sacred piece of stone. Jupiter, of course, the king of the Roman gods, the Roman equivalent of Zeus, the Greek god. The stones of Jupiter, which were sacred and stood at the heart of Roman cities, were often made of similar stone to the London Stone. So perhaps the London Stone is part of the stone of Jupiter. Maybe ancient kings, King Lud, King Cole, all the ancient legendary kings of London in prehistoric times, perhaps they swore allegiance to their gods on the London Stone. Was it a London milestone? Perhaps it stood at the centre of Roman London as a marker. We know that during the Middle Ages, that's definitely what people thought it was. William Blake thought the ancient Druids, William Blake, the great poet, mythical poems of William Blake of the late 1700s. He believed that the ancient Druids held ceremonial executions on it. We know for sure that in Middle Ages times, the London Stone was well known. It's written about and mentioned many times. And we know it was a very well-known landmark in London because in the year 1450, there was a rebellion against the king, King Henry VI, led by a Kentish rebel by the name of Jack Cade. And the Jack Cade Rebellion was this proto-revolution that never quite took off. But at one point, we know that Jack Cade marched with his followers into London and struck his sword against the London Stone and declared himself Lord Mayor of London. If you know Shakespeare's Henry VI Part 1, you might recognise this story a little. In Tudor times, during the reign of Elizabeth I, we know, because people wrote about him, that it was a popular visitor attraction. The people came to London. And one of the things that they did was have a look at the London Stone. But I think we'll leave our story of the London Stone with a quote from a man called John Stowe. Now, John Stowe, in 1598, wrote a book called The Survey of London. For us, London obsessives, Stowe's story is a great book because he went round Tudor London describing all of the buildings, describing all of the houses, describing everything around him. And this is what he had to say about the London Stone in 1598. The cause of why this stone was set here, the time when, or other memory hereof, is none. So that mystery is probably tells us more than we need to know. And everything we need to know about the amazing, mythical, mysterious, and still to this day intriguing London Stone. Thank you.